From the News Center, a news focus.
A new report said the proposed consolidation of Pennsylvania's 14 public universities would mean significant job loss and economic decline in those communities. The Board of Governors for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education recently voted to advance a plan that would consolidate six campuses into two larger institutions. It would reduce faculty and staff levels system-wide and would eliminate more than 1,500 jobs in 2023 overall. The report co-author Michael Ash said that would cause further job losses in communities where the universities are now major employers, and that would cost millions in lost revenue and tax revenue as well.
This will rank in the top 1% of layoffs in Pennsylvania since 2011.
PASHE Chancellor Daniel Greenstein said enrollment has dropped 21%. In the past decade, and without consolidation, the system could face dissolution or have to close campuses. But Mark Steyer, director of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center, blames decades of declining state spending for higher education for the enrollment drop. He said state funding for PASHE has fallen to just 38% of what it once was in the early 80s.
Those universities, which were once the engines of social mobility in Pennsylvania, have become much less effective at that task, as tuition has gone up, making PASHE schools less accessible to working people.
The price of a four-year education as a percent of the median income in Pennsylvania is now tied with Alabama as the second least affordable in the country. Ash points out most of the untenured faculty, those most likely to be cut, and almost 60% of students enrolled in the system are women.
Some of the campuses have female enrollment as high as 70%. So as these cuts arrive, there'll be a disproportionate impact on the female enrollment of the PASHE system.
The vote last month launched a 60-day public comment period on the proposal. A final vote is set for July. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.